Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And man, we always love to hear from our friends at Ford Motor Company because they're always doing something incredible. And this is amazing to me, but the Ford Mustang is getting ready to turn 59 years old. And there's a lot to talk about here still. Mustang Marketing Manager Jim Owens joins us here. Jim, how you doing?
Doing great and glad to be here on Mustang's 59th birthday.
You know, it almost seems like it's been around longer than that. I mean, from the first time I could even think about a car, there was a Mustang.
Yeah, and a lot of it, comes from the fact that, it's been in more than 5,000 movies, videos, MTV videos, songs, television shows, commercials. The Mustang culture and the Mustang brand kind of has surrounded us. Like, for myself, I'm 59 myself, right? I was born the same year the Mustang was. And it's been in the best chase scenes, so it surrounds the life. So it's kind of been, woven into the fabric of the American icons.
Yeah. And, Jim, it's always been considered the coolest car. I mean, come on. Jim Morrison drove a Mustang.
A lot of people drive those Mustangs and, icons like, Carroll Shelby and Steve McQueen and Bullitt.
Right.
And,
of course.
There's a ton of those folks out there that, Mustang really speaks to them and they can use it to, be the vacation you take every day.
I don't know how many Mustangs Jay Leno has, but I got to kind of imagine it's a lot. And then Bob Seger also drives a Mustang. So, I mean, yeah, just like you're talking about, Jim, this iconic car has been around now for 59 years, and it's not, there was some news earlier about Chevy ending its production of the Camaro, and then Dodge is doing the same with the Challenger. But Mustang not only going strong, but also kind of reinventing itself with this Ford Mustang Dark Horse. 500 horsepower.
Yeah, the Mustang family continues to grow. We're not continuing to be the world's best-selling sports car over the last 10 years combined,
right,
just on the branding. It's about the vehicles, and the Dark Horse is one. Mustang Mach-E, which is, if you want the electric version of Mustang, it's out there. But if you want, the all-new 2.3-liter, 315-horsepower EcoBoost motor, or the 480 horsepower 5-liter fourth generation Coyote motor, or the 500 horsepower Dark Horse Mustang, which is the first new nameplate we've had in the Mustang family, performance Mustang since, the 2001 Bullitt, right? We've done three generations of Bullitt. A lot of times you go back and we don't look backwards, but, we reach back to grab, Mach 1 and Boss 302 and the Boss 9 and, Shelby GT350. So looking forward, we wanted to come in the seventh generation with the Dark Horse. And if you look up on Google and you search Dark Horse, one of the definitions is the thing you didn't see coming.
Yeah.
And so
I love that. I would also describe the interior as sinister.
Yes. It's sinister without being mean.
Right? Yeah, right.
Right. It's that gives you that powerful feeling when you grab the shift knob, which is done in a titanium, anodized blue titanium.
Wow.
It's power close, performance and power close at hand.
Wow. That's the thing that makes Ford the company that it is, right? I mean, just when you think you've got the very best of something, you guys always take it a step further. And I want to kind of, you mentioned something there, Jim, that I want to make sure that people understand. But this is, no other sports car has outsold the Mustang over the last 10 years combined. Wow.
Globally.
That's... Who can say that? That's incredible. Yeah. And it's kind of almost, it's more than just a vehicle. I mean, it's really a lifestyle for a lot of Mustang owners, right?
Well, yeah, we've produced more than 10 million of them, and we didn't start producing them, for sale directly outside of the North America and some of the Middle East markets until 2015. However, when we launched that 2015, which was the sixth generation, we already had clubs in six of the seven continents. meaning, you know, we tried. It was so funny. We were the agency team. We were going to, you know, go over to Antarctica with a helicopter, drop a Mustang in, and try to start a club there.
Wow.
It didn't work. But the point is that, you know, Mustang, it speaks not only to the sports car, you know, folks in America, but it speaks to it globally. Yeah. You know, it's an American icon, you know, that people have been importing individually, you know, since 1964.
Yeah, we're talking to Mustang marketing manager Jim Owens here on the National Defense and the Ford Mustang turning 59. So I can't even imagine next year when the Mustang turns 60 and you get a milestone number like that. And I'm sure, Jim, you can't tell us anything, but I'm sure that's already planned for the 60th anniversary. And that's got to be nuts.
Yeah. And, you know, I was blessed. You know, I've been working on Mustang and racing and the performance side of the business, you know, since 2000. So I got the chance to help, you know, do the 50th celebration for Mustang.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about that is it's really led by the clubs and the, you know, the owners and the people who make Mustang part of their lifestyle, right? So like Mustang Club of America and a lot of the clubs helped us celebrate the 50th. And I know they're well deep into their plans for the 60th, you know, because unlike me, that where it's the job that I do and I'm blessed to have it, you know, these folks take their time, energy, and efforts as part of their personal life,
right,
to invest in a brand we all love and can't wait to see what we do for the 60th.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. And yeah, you do have one of the best jobs in the world, Jim. I mean, that's just, you know.
I've been blessed.
That's so cool. So where can people find out more about the Dark Horse and just all the Mustangs from the last 59 years?
Yeah. Well, obviously at Ford.com. And then we've launched a new Instagram channel starting today at Ford Mustang. So you can go to both Instagram and to Ford.com to learn more about Mustang.
Man, as always, Jim, thank you so much. Just it's always exciting to talk to anybody from Ford because you guys just never sit down. You just keep going.
Yeah. Right? I've been blessed to be able to work with a great group of people. And a lot of us have worked on multiple generations of Mustang.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, we do the Mustang customers proud.
What are you driving right now, Jim?
So I have a 2007. I worked for Carroll Shelby for 4 years.
That's right. And
I have an 07 Shelby GT500 KR, one of the prototype cars. My wow. girlfriend's son drives an 06 that has a Ford Racing crate motor in it. That's 435 to the
wow.
crank.
Wow.
So those are my Mustangs currently.
It's good to know Jim Owens.
It's fun, but it was fun today. We sat there, you know, we had, it's a little chilly here in Michigan, but we had a employees Mustang car show at World Headquarters this morning to celebrate the 59th birthday. And in the first two spots were Jim Farley's Celine Mustang off the Fox body. And Bill Ford's Boss 302, 2012 Boss 302 Laguna Seca. So it's not just, you know, how do we say this? It's not just the folks who work on Mustang, but it's the people who lead the company, that believe in Mustang. And they had the first two spots at that car show. And we're so glad to be able to celebrate Mustang's 59th birthday.
That's so cool. That's very cool. Jim, thanks for the time, man. As always, we really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. It's always good chatting with you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.